Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for joining us. As you guys know, I'm a proud University of Houston, former employee of 15 years. I received my bachelor's, master's, and doctorate from UH and have served in many capacities and committees. And one that I am most especially proud of is serving on the committee for the College of Medicine and all of the exciting work that's going on there. So we're happy to have Dr. Steven Spann, who is the founding dean of the College of Medicine at the University of Houston and vice president for medical affairs, Humana Endowed Dean's Chair in Medicine. Welcome.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And I remember receiving the email a couple of weeks ago with the beautiful faces of the first class that has tuition covered for them. What a monumentous accomplishment for the University of Houston. Congratulations.
Thank you. We're so excited to have this group of young people on board. They're very enthusiastic, have jumped right into their medical studies, and it's a great group of students.
It certainly is. And a lot of people may not keep up with the details of why this is so important, but they might see it when they try to schedule an appointment with their primary care physician. Talk to us about this class, how they were selected, and why they're important for the Houston region.
Well, you know, the goal of our College of Medicine is really to improve the health and the healthcare of our community. And one of the crying needs is for more primary care physicians. We simply have a shortage in our city, in our state, and in our country. So we need more primary care physicians, and we need more primary care physicians who care about working with the underserved. You know, our community has major health disparities, geographic communities with much different levels of health. The difference in life expectancy at birth between our, quote, healthiest zip code and our, quote, unhealthiest zip code is over 19 years. That's an amazing health disparity. So we have to have physicians who know how to work with communities to improve their health and to reduce these health disparities, who understand social determinants of health and the huge impact they make on the health in our population. So this is the goal of our College of Medicine. And we have selected a class that is passionate about our mission, 93% mission congruence among all of our students, a very diverse class. 73% of our students come from underrepresented minorities in medicine, equally divided between Hispanics and African Americans. And they are passionate about what we are about and the mission of our College of Medicine. So we're so excited to have them on board.
Well, as you should be, and certainly we know, given COVID, the disparities that existed pre-COVID were overwhelming. All of those disparities have been magnified. What can you tell us about that and how the College of Medicine is going to be essential to overcoming so many of those disparities?
So we are greatly concerned about these disparities. You're absolutely right. The disparities have existed for many years, but COVID has shined a spotlight on those. For example, Our Hispanic population has fourfold increased rate of hospitalization over our non-Hispanic white population in the state and really around the country. The fatality rate among people of color is higher. For example, 40% of our population in Texas is Hispanic, but 48% of the fatalities from COVID have been in Hispanic populations. And similar numbers for our African-American population. So COVID really has put all of this under a spotlight. We, of course, are focused on improving health and healthcare in the community and on reducing these disparities. How can we do that? First of all, by training physicians who understand the disparities in the social determinants of health that contribute to that. Secondly, by working with geographic communities in our area that have significant health disparities, to partner with the communities to together work on improving health and health care. A lot of it is about patient education. A lot of it is about working on social determinants of health, upstream determinants of downstream health problems. We have specifically focused initially on two communities, the East End community and the Third Ward community. We developed community working groups there that we're working with. Our medical students will be out in those communities working with families, learning about social determinants and health disparities, and partnering with community leaders to develop projects to improve health and health care. So those are some of the ways that we hope to address the general issue of health disparities in our communities.
Well, all very critical to the success and health of Houston. Before we wrap up our interview, is there anything else that you'd like to
Well, we are very excited about the opportunity we have to work with the communities that we have mentioned and the greater Houston community on improving health and healthcare. We say that we're socially accountable to our community for improving health and healthcare. We value partnership. We recognize that this takes a community effort. And so we're simply looking forward to working with a broad number of stakeholders across our community, partnering together to improve health and healthcare, to reduce health disparities in our population.
And again, we want to thank the University of Houston for their ongoing partnership. Congratulations to you and the entire team. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much.
See you very soon. Goodbye.
Great to be with you.